So I'm going to spend the next, I don't know, maybe half an hour or so reviewing the ideas from last night, opening them up a little bit, and we'll turn a lot of those ideas into the practice today. We could say that this path is a path of dissolving reactivity. And on this retreat, what we're looking at that as is as a path of care and a path of kindness. Okay, so a practice of care, practice of kindness. A path of peaceful interdependence with all things. Yeah, less reactivity. And that's speaking of this path as a path of lasting well-being, sustained well-being that we can bring through reacting less. And there are lots and lots of levels of reactivity that we can look into. And there's, you know, we could say like this endless journey of being less and less and less reactivity, bringing less and less reactivity. And that might feel like, oh God, you know, it's going to take lifetimes or whatever. The good news is, each moment there's less reactivity, it's like recovering from an illness. So, oh, I start to feel a bit better. I can lift my head off the pillow. What a success today is. I can sit up today in the bed. I can start to imagine taking in food again. You know, it's like that kind of thing. So each moment, it's a glorious victory of less reactivity. So this journey always, and this journey today, can be a journey of more well-being, longer lasting well-being through this path of less reactivity. So let's start at the kind of the subtle end of experience. So we have six sense doors, right? We have the seeing sense door, we have the hearing sense door, we have the aromas, the smelling sense door, we have the tasting, flavors sense door. Yeah. We have this tactile sense door, feeling through the body, what we feel through the fingertips, feel this clothes on the body, the warmth of the sun. We feel that. It's this tactile body sense. Yeah. And we also have this thinking about the intellect, the emotions that we experience. And that's also a sense door and has its sense objects. And so what we say is that this collection of sensitivities contacts the inner and the outer world of objects. So there's this contact experience. And whenever that happens, in the moment of turning contact into a sensation, so the senses feel sensations, the sensation of a breath, the sensation of the breeze, the sensation of the aroma of this food, yeah, that sensation, this sensational life that we live, immediately turns it into a way it feels for us to sense that. Oh, it feels pleasant to have that aroma of, you know, roasting cumin seeds. It feels unpleasant for us when we come into the toilet and the person who's left has kind of left a part of themselves there that we can still smell. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that is unpleasant for me to be in the toilet now. Yeah. And every moment is like that. It feels a certain way to me. Oh, I like it. I don't like it. Yeah, very immediate. And that word that we typically haven't really got a word for in English, maybe also in Hebrew, we call Vedana, the way a sensation feels to us. And this is like a little level of reactivity that we're always experiencing every time we sense something. Yeah. This affects what we pay attention to. Yeah. What we notice and what doesn't appear to us is affected by this Vedana. So it's not like a thought that we have. It's not like a choice that we make. It's part of sensing the world. So when you sense it, it comes along with, that's nice, that's not nice. Yeah. Not bothered. Yeah. You have a feeling about that. Like, how is your body now? Oh, it feels kind of all right. Yeah. Or if we're not paying any attention to it, maybe it's not feeling either way. It doesn't feel particularly pleasant, not unpleasant. It's not catching your attention. And within your body, maybe there's some parts like those achy knees or that sore neck or that whatever. It's, oh, that's quite unpleasant. But, and then there's other parts, maybe the palm of the hands, the earlobes, the little finger. They're actually feeling all right, actually quite pleasant to spend time with. And then there'll be other parts of the body. It's just not calling any attention one way or the other. How does that feel? It doesn't feel any particular way. Something like your tongue now, unless you just bit your tongue. Yeah, but it isn't calling your attention, but actually paying attention to the tongue. So, oh, maybe it's actually quite pleasant. Pay our attention there. A lot of sensations on the tongue, a lot of sensations to get into. And when we don't notice this, it leads to further reactivity. Now, if I like something, oh, I'm going to get it. Pull it towards me. And pulling things towards me is a kind of reactivity. Oh, I don't like it, pushing it away, that kind of reactivity. Yeah. Or if it's neither, I just withdraw my attention from something, becomes overlooked. All three of these are dukkha, to some degree, stressful, actually stressful, not peaceful. And there is a peaceful, lasting well-being available to us. So there's so many avenues that we could go down with this practice. I just wanted to kind of lay it out again. And I hope you can see, sense just how fundamental it is, how deeply foundational it is in terms of what happens in our experience. One you might want to use is, we go back to, it's like this right now. So it feels unpleasant. You know, you need to go to the toilet, but you've gone into the toilet. It doesn't smell right. Okay, it's like this right now. I could get contracted, resistant, reactive, find out who was it, who, you know. Or I could just, okay, it's like this. It's a bit smelly. Wow, amazing. I actually don't need to be all tight and reactive. It doesn't make it smell better. It doesn't make it smell worse. It's just how it is right now. It's just like this right now. My heart's hurting. My heart's broken. The world isn't the way I wish it to be. We're not living the way I wish us to live. It's like this right now. I don't need to react, to resist in that way. We'll speak more about this, how we can bring this practice to life so that we can have a positive way of living, make changes, bring changes to life. But as a practice, it's like this right now. And how shall I meet it? What shall I pay attention to? How shall I go into that more and more? I think it's also helpful when something turns up and says, you know, this is pleasant, this is unpleasant, this is nice, this is not nice. And remember, that's an opinion about it. It's an opinion about it. It's not a fact about it. And we know it's not a fact because how we're going to relate to it is going to make a difference. And that's what we're going to explore. It's like, it's not the same thing if you meet a painful sensation with rejection, with trying to escape from it, or if you meet it with compassion. It's not the same experience if you taste something or experience something that's delightful, feels really pleasant, and you appreciate it, you linger with it, you absorb it, you stay with it, you enjoy it. Than if you plan on, I'm going to get more of this, or, you know, I need to figure out the recipe for this, or, you know, like some kind of form of future grasping, you know. It's not the same experience. So the opinion leads us often to dukkha, in believing that experience, leads us to the, remembering the two sorts of thinking, the two sorts of intention, the two sorts of experience, those that lead to dukkha and those that lead to freedom. It's not the fault of the Vedana. Yeah. We're not trying to get rid of Vedana. Because what you'll notice is that we'll say it's painful, we bring compassion, it's like, oh, it's less painful. It's still a Vedana. not escaping Vedana. Well, as soon as there's a sensation, there's a Vedana. But it's impacted by that way of relating. There is quite a deep point about this as well. I'm just going to put out there for those who want a deep point about this kind of stuff, is that we presume happiness and unhappiness comes from things. Happiness and unhappiness of our life comes from getting things the way we want them to be. And all the disturbance and disappointments and sadnesses in our existence comes from things not being the way that we want them to be. And because of that, we say, oh, pleasant, grab it. It doesn't make any difference if you know, but it's the grabbing that brings the dukkha. If it's unpleasant, say, oh, well, I can just reject it. But it's the rejecting that makes it dukkha. Does that make sense? Should I give an example that might make it make more sense? Or is that completely clear? What do you think? Example? Yes. Okay. So let's say that let's use a wanting a thing. It's something I really want. So whatever it is that you've thought about over the days, you think, oh, after the retreat, I'll get one of those. You know, it could be that someone has exactly the right kind of sandals or shoes or, well, oh, it'd be really nice to have that. Or it could be something else. You know, let's make it a thing that we could get, or a thing in the past that we have gotten. It seems to us is that, oh, we really want that thing and it'll make us happy when we get it. And then we get it and we feel happy. And obviously, we're happy because we got that thing. That's how it appears to us. But there's something hidden in plain sight in this experience, which is, what changed? Was it that we got that thing? Or was it that we stopped wanting that thing? In the same moment, we got the thing and we stopped wanting the thing. And what we didn't notice is that it was actually not wanting that thing anymore that allowed that peacefulness, that fading away of reactivity. So the interesting thing is, you could walk past the shop and think, oh, I really want that thing. I think, oh, yeah. And if I got it, I'd feel like this. And it's like, yeah. Also, if I don't get it, and I also stop wanting it, I'll also get that feeling. And that was to save some, you know, consumerism, save me some money, save the workers who had to work perhaps in not very good conditions to make that thing. Saves a lot, makes a more peaceful, harmonious world. And so if you want, it's important to notice that. Actually, this thing doesn't contain satisfaction. So I learned this in Hebrew. So lo mesapek. Yeah, good enough. So it can't supply that enoughness that we're demanding of it to bring us. And keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But the main thing we're going to use this Vedana principle to include is actually bring more of our experience into experience. Really mentioned it last night. I really want to bring our intention to the overlooked, because this is such a missed resource and really opens up the subtle experiences. Like, what's not being included here? What am I not noticing in this moment? So a lot of these practices are led by skillful questioning. So I like to include those questions in the teachings, in the practice. What am I not noticing here? Just that question encourages that openness of the sense doors. What am I not noticing? And we can use this principle of Vedana to say, okay, there must be, is there anything pleasant here that I'm not noticing? Is there anything neither pleasant nor unpleasant that I'm not noticing? So, for example, let's go back to the toilet one more time. We're going to go in there and we notice, it's an unpleasant smell. And we're going to be drawn into that unpleasant smell. But maybe there's really nice tiles in that toilet. Yeah. Oh, what a skill went into lining them all up so perfectly. Yeah. And the way they shine and reflect the light. That's also in your experience, also something you could pay attention to. Also, we're noticing that we're smelling. It could be that we didn't have a sense of smell. Maybe no one ever had a sense of smell. We couldn't feel the world through the aromas. What a loss. Even if this smell is the smell we need to smell, at least I can smell. In fact, completely ignored through most of my life, I just ignore that I can smell, or that I can see, or that I can hear, that I can think, that I'm conscious. It's like, nah, that doesn't matter. That's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. A breath, that's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to breathe. Of course it is. Yeah. Even to breathe in that toilet is still great to be able to breathe. Not breathing would be awful. Yeah, it'd be awful. And we can tune into those things. We can have different experiences. So we've got six sense doors, six ways to experience, six ways to know our experience, and three Vedanas in each of those six sense doors. Such a rich world we can explore, tune into, experience. And in experiencing these, we can bring more metta, more sila, more care, more kindness. And what we're looking for is a different way of conceiving our experience, that maybe whatever Vedana has been attributed to these things, and it's not independently existing on those things, it actually says a lot more about us than it does about the thing. You'll notice they change according to the moods that we're in. Yeah, so those irritating kids or whatever they are out there making that. That's my bad mood. Making it that kind of Vedana. So, great, some people are having a good time. And I'm having a good time. Yeah, cool, that's good. So the Vedana of the experience, it comes through us. It says more about us. Maybe we can adopt a view that everything that arises, whatever Vedana is attributed to it, it just wants to be known. Just wants to be met with kindness and care. And we can practice, can I do that? Whatever it is, seemingly wanted, seemingly unwanted, how would it be to include more, allow more, welcome more of our experience? Because how we meet it matters. How we meet it matters. Compassion to the painful, delighting, appreciating in the pleasant, and that kind interest to what's previously been overlooked. That's our practice, bringing metta to all the phenomena, all things that appear. So we may have mentioned this before, is that when we're practicing metta, what we can tend to notice is the lack of metta.
Yeah.
And we may not like all of these practices. And sometimes, you know, they're talking too much. There's too many ideas. This is confusing. Or other kinds of annoyance or resistance or things like that will come up. That's another phenomena. It probably has an unpleasant Vedana. And so if you want, you can also meet that with compassion and care. It's also arisen to be met with compassion and care. It may be helpful to step back from the practice, use something that works for you. And something that works for me may also work for you. So in that moment, I notice, the reactivity actually it's got quite a high energy to it, quite a restlessness energy to it. Maybe what I'm going to do is the next three breaths, really Bring the attention into the out-breath and its dissolving qualities, its grounding qualities, its easing qualities. And I'm not purposefully like challenging the restlessness, but I know it can't survive without tightness in the body. Can't be the same way with all, without this. Is that, just let some of that out. Nothing's rejected, but also we're soothing, easing those contractions when they come. Another point with this practice in particular that we're going to be introducing, but this is something you can bring into all the practices you do, is just noticing how much intensity you bring into your attention. And when we're invited, pay attention to this. Do we tend to kind of focus, narrow, intense attention? With this practice, it can be really helpful that actually what we're doing is opening. It's like receiving a receptive attention more than a focused attention. So if we use the sounds in this space now, don't focus on any of the sounds and just hear them, receive them. Don't go out to get them, let them come to you. And let them come to you as if they've arisen to be met with kindness and care. That's kind of what we'll be doing. So, yeah, let's have a bit of time practicing with this. Feel what would be a comfortable posture for you. And we're going to practice bringing metta and sila to all the appearances in consciousness, slowly, slowly. So the first part of the guidance is going to be bringing attention through the sense door, the tactile body sense door. If that's not the right place to start for you, go ahead to the sounds. We'll come to the sounds next. And but keep listening and convert it to this, because we'll spend a little bit more time here. See if you can have a sense there's a whole body here, whole body. Just taking your time, you could scan down through the whole body from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Include the back of the body, not forgetting here's the back of the body. And the sides of the body. And also noticing that the sensitivity, this tactile feeling, touch sense of the whole skin includes a sensitivity into the space around the body. Feel, be aware, a little bit of the space around the body. And we can feel, become aware of the space within the body, inside the body. Let's open that whole sense just a little bit wider. So just a hand's width around the body, letting that kind of just make like an egg shape around the body. A couple of hands width. And feel into, that's the sense of attentional awareness around the body. The body is within that. If it works for you, or just imagine that gaining the flavor of goodwill, of metta, of benevolence, of kindness, friendliness, allowing, welcoming. And every so often in this practice, we can just drop a drop of kindness. Into the awareness. And without losing that sense of this more spacious awareness, and it will take a little bit of effort to keep it expanded. But within that, maybe the breath can begin to flow. Welcomed in, allowed, cared for, and released. You might feel that we're breathing in the body, might feel that we're actually breathing in this attention and awareness. If not the breath, we might feel the body, some body sensation in this way. And of course, those who've gone ahead to the sounds, those sound ripples. It's a bit of a dance. We're keeping the awareness large, above, below, behind, in front. The whole of this sense door. Also guiding the attention with particular anchor organ of the breath or whatever else. Noticing how that feels, noticing, it's shrunk, just fine, extend it back out again, including behind. Noticing how it feels for that body sensation or sound vibration to arise, remain and pass. That field of goodwill. So if you notice that the attention hooks onto any particular sensation in this sense door or another, can there first be this feeling like a metta practice with its phrases, or resonating that feeling, may you be welcomed, allowed to be. Welcomed, given the space to feel at home in attention. Allowed to be this way, allowed to change. May you feel cared for, considered, included. May be released, find ease, peace, rest. And then we again tune into the organ, the anchor of attention. Opening again that field of attention, awareness around the body, around the normal area of attention. This can be particularly helpful when we include the Vedana of things that are thought or imagined to be unpleasant. Is there anywhere in the body that feels a bit blocked, a bit tight, uncomfortable? So normally we either come towards this wanting to get rid of it, or we try and escape from it, ignore it, not come close. We'll find a middle way here that softens the reactivity, allows for the compassion to the painful. So see if it's possible to open out around this pain, open around the direct feeling of resistance to the pain. We're opening out around that until we find a place where it's not too unpleasant. That might mean it's actually no longer unpleasant at all. It's kind of come something else. We're giving it a lot more space. We might have come out even wider than we had that wide attention, but we haven't lost that atmosphere of goodwill. However wide you need to go, just go as wide as you wish. And there, in that area, can we welcome this much? Breathe with, allow. Maybe cared for. find ease, release. In your own time, just exploring that, exploring how close you can come without feeling it too painful, too unpleasant. Softening the reactivity. Don't want to use the phrases, breathe kindness into this area, towards it, around it. Noticing how the experience changes when we're not demanding for it to go. When we're not believing the Vedana as a truth, but relating to it as an opinion and meeting what arises as if it's only arisen to be met with kindness and care. Explore if there are any more seemingly unpleasant sensations in this sense door. We'll stay with this one. Noticing how it is to meet what's felt to be unpleasant without rushing to fix, without limiting its space, without reactivity, rejection, giving time, giving space, giving kindness and care. Invite you now to bring attention to anything that's overlooked. It might be pleasant, mildly pleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant. That might be something like the earlobes, or one earlobe, or the tongue, or the palm of the hands. And giving time, giving space, welcoming it into attention, allowing it to be here and to be dynamic, to grow, to dance, whatever. Letting your care and ease include delight and appreciation. Keeping that awareness large, either in the background or in the foreground. May notice particular areas for you, maybe the palm of the hands, the tongue, the smile, become whole worlds of sensation, revealing themselves, coming to life. Appreciating the kindness and care and the appreciation. Let's open again the awareness. Drop a few more drops of metta into that space of care. And we'll open to the sense door of hearing. Sounds appearing, disappearing. Within the sounds, vibrations appearing, disappearing. If any unpleasant sounds arise, we can meet those. Welcome them to be here in attention, allowing them to be the way they are. And finally, to be met with kindness and care. And ease. And release. And if there are any overlooked sounds, quiet sounds, distant sounds, bringing a sense of appreciation in the welcoming as they come to life in attention. And we also come to life in attention. Noticing how this sense door, slightly different than the tactile sense door, different feel, different attention, different knowing. So bringing some appreciation to that, that we can know in this way. We'll take a moment opening to another sense door, the sense door of the intellect, the thinking, the emotions. I'm not trying to catch all of the thoughts, but again, with a spacious, attentive awareness, with a metta feeling, allowing thoughts to appear, disappear, allowing the mood of this moment be welcomed, cared for. Whatever's here, welcomed and allowed. Cared for and released. In a spacious attention. Move, invite the attention and awareness to notice the sense door of seeing, of sight. The visual realm, maybe it's the light on the back of the eyes, or even open the eyes a little. Seeing consciousness. And all pleasant or unpleasant, or neither. One by one, welcomed, whatever you're seeing, sensing. Allowing it to be this way, allowing it to change. Cared for and released. Maybe a moment resting with visual consciousness, how that is to know in this way. Again, opening out into this space of this attention, this awareness, and including the tongue, the taste, flavor, however subtle. Space around the tongue. For these flavors to reveal themselves with kindness and care. As much space as it needs. Noticing this sense door, its type, its style. And moving to the smells, the aromas, this way of sensing. Regardless of whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, we meet it without reactivity. Without that push or pull or withdrawal. These aromas welcomed. Allowed and allowed to change. Cared for. Released. For the last couple of minutes, just opening the awareness, the attention to allow for all of the sense doors to be there, this receptive attention. Whatever arises will be received. Not pushed away, not pulled towards, not withdrawn from. Some less reactive sila and metta. And not just the sense objects, also the sense doors of this sensitive body and the capacity to sense, also held in kindness and care. And also this sense of knowing. And the sense of knowing metta and sila. And holding those also in kindness and care. Also, any sense of ourselves practicing this, or those selves around us practicing this, can also be held in kindness and care. And any benefits of this practice can be absorbed in, allowed in deeply into this being. And radiate it out in all directions.